At a busy coffee shop in Augusta County, I met Dickie Wilson. That's not his real name. He started a new life and asked that I conceal his identity. More than 50 years ago, he says, he was born to a single mother in rural Albemarle County and was raised by his grandparents.
They died when I was 13, and I lived with my uncle, was an alcoholic. And that's basically when I started going wild. Growing pot, stealing, breaking in people's houses, too lazy to work, got doing drugs. Really, the only way I knew how to survive was take, and didn't care who or hurt or anything, you know.
He was in and out of prison for more than 30 years, often defended by court-appointed lawyers who didn't seem to care. But the last time he went to court, the public defender's office provided a lawyer and a counselor who specializes in rehabilitation of criminals.
Mr. Alfred Maffei and Jim Hensley and the two secretaries, Crystal and Debbie, they really worked with me in my life. They cared. I mean, they really cared.
McVeigh got him into an 18-month program in Roanoke.
I get up there, they said no phone calls, no visits. I get mad and walk off. Just leave. I come back to Charlottesville and turn myself in.
But the public defender's office didn't give up. They found another program. And this time Wilson liked what he heard. No one told him what to do, but counselors stressed that he could change his life by making better decisions. Today, he has a full-time job with health benefits, and he's paying his victims back. He goes to church, keeps in touch with his family, and calls the public defender's office on a regular basis.
The people give me hope. They ask me how I'm doing and keep on doing right and all that, all the time. And they send me cards for Christmas and everything else, which I never got before.
Public defender Jim Hingley is happy for Wilson. If his clients are innocent, he fights to keep them out of prison. But if they're guilty, he fights for the right sentence.
One that appropriately punishes the person, but also a sentence that minimizes excessive confinement in jail, which is very costly, and a sentence that is geared to rehabilitating the offender so that that offender is at lower risk for reoffending.
It's a big job in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, overseeing more than 2,000 cases a year. But it pays barely six figures, and Hingley's assistants start at under $50,000 a year.
A starting salary at a private law firm for a top lawyer would exceed the maximum salary that's paid to a public defender. No one is saying that public defender salaries ought to be compared to salaries in the private sector. We're just looking at our closest counterpart in the criminal justice system, which is the prosecution office.
Commonwealth's attorneys make about 25% more than public defenders in Virginia because most communities supplement the prosecutor's state salaries. It's an easy sell. Politicians love to say they're tough on crime, but they don't always recognize the value of a public defender. Hingley argues he and the Commonwealth's attorney both work full-time to assure the public of a fair justice system. So he's asking local leaders for a supplemental payment like the one they provide to prosecutors. And if he's successful, it seems likely other public defenders in Virginia will also be asking for equal pay. I'm Sandy Houseman.